Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Fatima Kosir Poyraz, Vice President of Engineering Data Science of Altair. Fatima, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Could you start us off with a brief summary of your background and a little bit about Altair?
Sure, of course. So I have graduated with a degree in civil engineering from Middle East Technical University. As soon as I graduated in Turkey, I moved to the United States to do my graduate studies in University of Iowa on structural optimization. After that, I started to work in the automotive industry as a design optimization engineer. There, I participated in projects anywhere from structural applications to CFD and to electromagnetic applications. And as part of that career progress, I was a user of Altair products, and an opportunity came up in Altair, and I moved to Altair as product line manager. I've been in Altair almost 18 years now. And I've been in multiple positions, but one thing that was always part of my responsibility was multidisciplinary design exploration. And that's sort of what led us to develop this new team about 6 years ago called Engineering Data Science. As you may know, Altair is an engineering and technology company headquartered in Troy, Michigan. We're about 3,000 people, a lot of computational scientists in this crowd. And we are a global company, and we make both computer-aided engineering and data analytics and HPC software. And as soon as we start looking at these new technologies in machine learning and AI for product design using CAE, we realize that this needs a focus, and hence started this team of engineering data science to focus on this corner of the AI ML applications in engineering. We're about 20 plus engineers from aerospace, mechanical, civil, data science expertise or further education, looking at how to leverage machine learning for engineering applications, particularly in computer-aided engineering, CAE.
Wow, that's quite the lineup there. Could you just for a touch more background here, can you talk about the market segments and solution spaces that Altair dabbles in?
Sure, I could summarize it. It's anything and everything in between. Of course, being in Detroit, we've started in automotive industry, and our most usage is in the automotive industry. But soon after we started as a company, we moved to aerospace, defense, oil and gas, energy sector, biomedical applications, consumer products, electronics, and with data analytics, with HPC, we are in, you know, weather predictions, and with the acquisition of data analytics team and the growth of data analytics functionality in our company, we also now are in banking, finance, and insurance.
Thanks for doing that, because when we talk about engineering data science, people tend to think about the hard engineering design science, but the examples you took us from finance to product solutions to weather simulation. Really, it really does span almost every facet of everyday life.
That is true. We have a very broad offering and a very broad expertise.
So thank you. Like many fields of computing, and you hinted at this already here, the HPC arena is being reshaped by AI, artificial intelligence. What does this look like for Altair, and where are we in the journey? Are we at the... You know, are we in the middle? Are we at the beginning? Where are we in terms of the evolution and infiltration of AI into your market segments?
I don't think we're in the beginning anymore. I would say we're more in the middle with exploration of the technologies that we deliver, the products that we deliver. and making them as part of the design process. So as I had mentioned, my team is mostly people that has design optimization background. And when we start looking in leveraging the new technologies, that's why we made this focus team. And at the beginning, when we were looking for where AI and ML adds value in engineering applications, we've identified three guiding principles for us. We said we would be looking at replacing repetitive non-value-added tasks with machine learning. We would be looking at emulating expert decision-making. And then we'll be looking at augmenting the engineer's existing capabilities. So replacing repetitive and non-value-added tasks is, in very simple terms, is replacing manually established if-then loops that are not always comprehensive and not always robust with machine learning algorithms that can go from creating a finite element model all the way to predictive maintenance, right? Because most predictive maintenance, for example, is now done based on some if-then rules that may no longer be as comprehensive. And then emulating experts is capturing that domain knowledge that's accumulated in the company so that junior engineers can easily tap into and capturing that in a machine learning algorithm or machine learning model. And then, of course, augmenting the engineer where the with functionality that they're not able to do right now, which is, for example, the ability to use 3D geometric data that they couldn't do otherwise, or doing anomaly detection in operations, which without having to see the physical impacts of some defects. So these use cases, this value-added use cases have been established, and we have productized solutions. We've embedded them into our solutions, or we're enabling our users for this to build their own solutions. And so that's why I say it's not, we're not in the beginning phases anymore. We're in the middle phases, moving along to making that as part of our both design, manufacturing, and operation process.
Super interesting. Again, maybe I have a simplistic view. You think of AI is making the non-expert empowered to engage. It's interesting to hear how you can take experts at something and still improve their productivity and capability and make them even better. That's kind of really an interesting thing. So is that those three guidelines and missions that you're undertaking here, are these specific to HPC, or are these being applied across the broader domain of Altair? And what really excites you about bringing those across broader market segments?
It's across the entire solution suite that we have at Altair, whether that's running physics-based solvers and making them more, using that information to train ML models for faster predictor models, or to our HPC, where we're estimating the job runtimes and the memory use so that we can make suggestions to the user in terms of what will be the faster solution time, but what will be the cheaper, so they can do their own trade-offs and pick accordingly. I have been, as someone who worked in design of experiments and optimization domain, where I would submit many jobs at a time, I have been scolded many times, and I was submitting 20, 30 jobs at a time in terms of not optimizing the use of HPC. So we have, for example, in our HPC offering, an AI implementation that tells the user what the runtime is, what the memory usage is, and what the cost is, so they can make the best decisions for themselves.
Excellent. Excellent example. Those are really actually quite cool examples, because I've been wondering, the benefits probably manifold, right? As you look about how you can apply the technology here, what are your customers looking for? Are they looking for that new workload capability or new ways to wring efficiency? You mentioned the ability to plan and model how long it would take or predict how long it would cost, how much it would cost to do a workload there. What is really driving from your customers? Is there one aspect about this capability that's driving more interest, or is it all the above type approach?
So all these different aspects of using simulations for product design is, of course, it's own expertise, CAE, HPC, etc. Mm-hmm. I'm on the CAE role, so I'll give a little bit more examples on that. That doesn't mean that there is a good amount of activities happening in HPC as the example that I had just mentioned. So one of the things that our users are asking is that building simulation models, running them, sometimes takes so much work and so many computational times that they fall behind the product design and they cannot give feedback to product design on time. I have customers that say they can only afford to do one simulation. And imagine having to make a decision, yet an important decision, with just one data point. And so they're asking for ways to speed this up. And we always suggested them parameterizing their designs, running synthetic data generation using design of experiments, creating training machine learning models, and doing optimization. But running design of experiments is not always the viable answer, especially for those customers that say, I can only run one. Mm-hmm. So with our newly released geometric deep learning engine of physics AI, Altair Physics AI, we can tap into their, you know, hardwares that are collect or storages that are collecting dust, use their existing simulations to train machine learning models, which means that we are bringing a second life to the simulations that they've already paid for, that they've already simulated, used at that one time to make a decision in the past, but then reuse it again to make fast decisions for their future programs. And I think that's invaluable because that means that one simulation that they will run now will be on a high potential design as opposed to, you know, a design, right?
Right.
So
right.
We're not saying that we're replacing the simulation process. We'll always be relying on high fidelity simulations, but we're helping the user to pick which design to spend that simulation resources in, and that's invaluable for our for our users. Another aspect is this model build time does take a long time, and it is tedious, and it doesn't teach as much about the underlying physics of the application. And so we have embedded some technologies into our modeling and visualization environment to automate some of these processes, such as part recognition, so that process goes faster. Of course, another thing is we also have tools to do full system designs. And in a full system design, you have to include everything about the vehicle, about the platform. And some of those things may only have high fidelity simulations, which really slows down the full simulation design process. And we have technologies like Altair Roam AI, which is a hybrid dynamic system theory, and neural nets, which means that it doesn't require as much data as a typical neural net modeling would, that to generate reduced order models to speed up the system design process.
Hey, now you don't have to name names, of course. We can sanitize this to protect the innocent, I guess. But can you give a couple of examples of customers in some of these industries that have taken advantage of the capabilities here across the workload categories that you mentioned previously?
Sure. I think the most adoption came from the automotive industry, mm-hmm. heavy equipment manufacturers, some from aerospace, biomedical, and electronics. And it is true that our users see these technologies as a competitive differentiator, and they're not so willing to tell us or tell, you know, in public what they do with which product. But we do have some customer statements. So for physics AI, we do have a lot of structural CFD manufacturing impact applications that our customers are doing. For example, Roam AI, we have a heavy equipment manufacturer, CNHI, and an aerospace company, Leonardo, that use Roam AI models to speed up the efficiency of system modeling, particularly for optimization. And this just enables engineers to test more variations than they could before, helping them to find even better performing designs. Yeah, even better performing designs.
Mm-hmm. So I know Altair and AMD have a long history of collaboration. Why is that important as a software provider and a solutions provider? How much attention do you have to pay to evolution and hardware capabilities?
So as we were introducing each other in the beginning, I did mention that I'm more of a methods and a CE person than a hardware person. But I have to pay attention to hardware because we are attempting to speed up the solution processes, and hardware is a piece of that puzzle, right? Mm-hmm. Which hardware you run really determines how fast your users can have a turnaround in their simulation process. So that's one reason why I need to pay attention to hardware. Another reason is, you know, our users are looking at us and our experimentation to determine what hardware and what systems they should be building up to meet their both traditional HPC and this new AI ML workload that has different sets of requirements, right? One is more CPUs, one is more GPUs, one is more your traditional hardware and memory in your physical appliances. The other one is more infrastructure like Kubernetes and cloud solutions. And so we have to pay attention to all of those. And we also have, you know, partnerships with AMD that helps us to experiment even more. So those are the reasons why we need to pay attention as software vendors to how hardware evolves. And so, of course, Altair Solvers has a history of using and speeding up in AMD offerings such as AMD EPYC or AMD Optimized Compiler supports. And this helps us, and this helps our users as well.
Yeah, I imagine if the customer is counting on you for the complete solution to their, you know, their design challenges and their overall design processes and testing and whatnot, that yes, they're going to count on you to try to get every erg of energy and power and productivity they can out of their investment exactly. In the solution.
Exactly. So it will defeat the purpose if we were to speed up the solution, but not couple it with the hardware that helps to speed up even more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What type of collaboration do you think we could see in the future? Again, so you kind of talked about CPU and GPU and memory and storage architectures. What might you see in the future that kind of excites you about where these solutions can evolve to?
Of course, we have a very established solution building process for CPUs and for compilers. I'm looking forward to establishing a similar tight collaboration on GPUs and cloud solutions. Mm-hmm. And something specific to AI ML.
Yeah, and thanks for mentioning, because yes, there's also the cloud part of this too, right? Not everything has to be on-prem. So thanks for making sure we're inclusive of that. So where can listeners find more information about some of the solutions you discussed today? Because they're super interesting.
Sure. Of course, our website, altair.com, has a lot of information. If I were to spell out a few things that I would suggest the audience to check in our website, it will be AI-powered design page that has links to Physics AI, our geometric deep learning engine, and Rome AI, our hybrid dynamic control theory and the neural nets. So I hope my answers motivate your audience to go and check out some of these pages.
Those are some great references, Fatima. Thanks so much. This has been a really great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights and perspective with us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks again for the opportunity to the AMD team.
My pleasure. And thanks for our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.